News, meanwhile, from South Korea, where a recent survey shows that the internet has surpassed newspapers as the people's choice for daily news. But at least one important South Korean thinks that online media are irresponsible and need to be reined in. He is President Lee Myung-bak. From Seoul, South Korea, Jason Strother tells us why the South Korean leader is in a virtual tizzy over internet news and what he intends to do about it.
Reporters covering the anti-government protests this summer saw a lot of unfamiliar faces at the demonstrations. Young Koreans wearing press badges or T-shirts from media outlets no one had ever heard of showed up at the rallies, snapping photos of riot police clashes and videotaping the demos until the early hours of the morning. Many of these reporters are members of online news sites that spontaneously sprung up to cover the protests. Lee Min-goo is one of them. By day, he's a university student, but by night, he reports for Netty News, an online-only newspaper that began in June. The 21-year-old says his dislike of President Lee Myung-bak was part of the reason why he wanted to become a so-called citizen journalist. Yes, my feelings about President Lee did influence my decision to go and report on the protests, Lee says, but he adds that he tries to be as balanced a reporter as he can. However, the government doesn't believe his and other reports were impartial. The Lee administration blames the spread of biased and false information over the internet as a reason why the demonstrations built up so much steam. For example, a rumor that Korean schoolchildren would be served meat tainted with mad cow disease brought many protesters onto the streets. Lee even coined a new word to describe this phenomenon. He calls it an infodemic, and to battle it, his governing party has unveiled plans to amend the nation's newspaper law and hold online outlets to the same standards as print media. The new rules have outraged opposition politicians, progressive civic groups, and, of course, online media. Lee Han-ki is editor-in-chief of Omi News, a South Korean internet-only newspaper with citizen reporters all over the world. He says ever since the new president took office in February, he's tried to silence left-leaning media. Lee says, after we published an article that was critical of the government, the president's office punished us. They blocked our access to their press briefings for 2 months. Pro-Lee Myung-bak media are getting preferential treatment, and we are being isolated. Lee says the president's new rules are pushing South Korean democracy backwards. But some academics think the stricter regulations will help keep Korean protests, fueled by misinformation and rumors on the net, from spiraling out of control. Kwon Sung-hee, a mass communications professor at Sungkyunkwan University in Seoul, says the internet should serve the public good.
Internet is much more the source of social conflict, spiral issues. Spiral issues become bigger and bigger. So there is absolutely no way to resolve this problem. So internet requires certain responsibility.
Kwon says a good start is ending online anonymity. That way, netizens can be held accountable for the things they say. Next, internet portal sites should be required to take down material that is blatantly untrue or incites cyber violence and antisocial behavior. But Kwon cautions, to protect freedom of speech, the government must clearly define what constitutes malicious content. The new media rules have a good chance of passage in the National Assembly, where President Lee's Grand National Party has the majority of seats. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.